This is Kevin from footballfandom.co.uk. Well, we've just witnessed the first real shock of the 2010 World Cup, with Switzerland getting the most unlikely of victories against the favourites for the World Cup, Spain. Spain had a great first half, knocked the ball around wonderfully well, without creating too many clear-cut chances though. Switzerland, well-organised, defensive-minded, and they were dealt a bit of a blow when they lost Philipp Senderos in the first half with what appeared to be an ankle injury inflicted by one of his own players. But even at 0-0 at half-time, I think most would have expected that the Spanish would come strong in the second half and win the game. But that wasn't to be the case. Switzerland took a surprise lead with a very, very scrappy goal scored by Fernandez. After that, Spain huffed and puffed. They brought on Navas and they also brought on Torres. But even with the change of formation and playing two up front, they couldn't break down a stubborn Swiss defence. Even 5 minutes injury time didn't give them enough time to score a goal. And to be fair, the spirit within the Spanish camp really seemed to go with about maybe 15 minutes to go. Their heads seemed to go down and they didn't, you know, their spirit appeared to be broken. So at the end of the day, it's a shock of huge proportions to see Switzerland beat the Spaniards 1-0. I'm looking forward to tonight's game, which sees South Africa play their second match against Uruguay. And for that, I'm predicting a 1-1 draw. That's all for just now from Kevin at footballfandom.co.uk. Bye.